This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, we've got some good news today.
We do?
Oh, good.
You know the good news, Mike.
Yeah.
It's just us today. I'm talking now to everybody listening to the show across America who does not live in Sacramento.
There's an issue. There's an issue out in Sacramento, and the issue is they're preempting us again.
Yeah, I guess it's the lesbian basketball.
Come on, Mike.
We were sitting here in the 10 minutes or so before the show.
Right.
And I'm looking at all the phone lines ringing, and they're all from area code 916.
Of course.
So we are picking them up because why not?
Yes.
Because we're not on the air and, you know, just answering the phone going, hello, Westwood One. And every single call, God bless them.
They sounded literally like they were clones.
Distressed.
There were three guys. They sounded exactly the same. They were all from Sacramento. They were all telling us that we were going to be preempted.
Right.
Like we're going to throw a magic switch and have that change.
And, you know, there was nothing we could do about it. And they did not realize that they were speaking to us.
No. Mm-hmm.
And at one point I said to the guy, after all, our motto at Westwood One about the Don and Mike Show is, we don't give an F.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, that's a good motto.
One guy likes it.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Another guy was surprised.
So today's show will be, and let's not, incidentally, when they're back tomorrow, let's not tell them we were talking about them.
No, but we will say that we had the best show we've ever had. Just to make them feel really, really good about themselves.
Well, it's already started off on a fantastic note.
Yeah, and I needed it to start off on a fantastic note.
Why?
I had me a morning. A very, very strange morning. Well, I was walked in on for the very first time in my adult life with a relationship with women.
By who?
Carla. I thought she was safely at work.
Oh, you were working it.
Okay,
Mike, stand by. Hold on just a moment. Just a moment, please.
A good tease, though.
Hold on just a second. Where is this thing loaded up here?
This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program as the entire Don and Mike Show crew hits the road and heads back to Virginia for another ratings blowout party. Forget number 15. Come bask in the warm glow of number...
It'll be money.
8 p.m. at O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas. That's the place to be. And we want to see your face in the place. Touch a hand, have a word, and let us thank you for your support. Hear Don cuss. See Mike drink.
All right.
Watch Buzz seduce. See Rob hate. And watch Joe... just watch Joe. The Don and Mike Ratings Blowout. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Check out omerasrestaurant.com for directions. We'll see you there.
Incredible!
All right, I want to make sure everybody knows that the big ratings party is next Wednesday night. You're invited. We don't know what the ratings are yet.
Right.
Watch Joe.
They come out soon. We'll let you know. Right now, we're number 15. Mike, please hold off just for a moment, as I'm sure you had to earlier today.
I did indeed. I certainly did.
We got a lot of business to get to. Mm-hmm. However... that will take priority once we hear a couple of these entries and actually start the show.
Yes.
Mike, J-O.
There you go. Put that way up there.
Way up there.
J-O. Okay. Got it. You know, because we got a dunk tank today.
Yeah, we do.
We got a big old dunk tank show to get to today.
I can't smell the grape Kool-Aid. The guys are telling me they can actually smell the grape. I haven't gotten down close enough to smell it.
If you put your face...
close to it?
Right by... Well, first off... The senses are maybe are fooled a bit because the dunk tank itself is purple.
Right.
Is purple. And it's full of purple grape Kool-Aid. And, and what you got to really do is hoist yourself up and almost do like Huey Lewis in that video where he puts his face into the sink full of ice water. You have to get your nose right down there. Right.
It's a real carnival-style, authentic dunk tank. It's a good one.
The smell becomes overwhelming.
450 gallons of Kool-Aid.
Mm.
And you may want to smell it before Robert gets it.
Well, now will we be giving it away on this hot day after we dunk Robert?
We haven't released that freeing to sell this Kool-Aid.
There's not a legal document.
No, nothing has been printed.
Now, listen, 5 o'clock today, East Coast time, right here at our brand new Don and Mike World headquarters at the corner of Montrose Road and Rockville Pike.
And Old Georgetown Road.
And Classic Rockville. We will put Robert the Mailman in the dunk tank so we can pay off his Miami Heat winning the NBA thing bet. Come on down. Uh-huh. Take a shot at him. As Mike said, it's a legit, real carny type dunk tank. We want to thank Howard Entertainment. Serving the country one event at a time, howardentertainment.com.
Thank you.
888-93-GAMES, specializing in moon bounces, casino games, game shows, and virtual reality games.
Curly Howard.
We also needed 450 gallons of water.
Wow.
Thanks to Renahan's Water for Swimming Pools. Ah. They will fill you up. Thanks, Jay, in Baltimore, 410-489-7120. And lastly, we look forward to seeing everybody today. Please come down. You're all invited to this event.
Yeah.
But due to our limited parking, please park across the street where there's 8,000 parking spots by the Sports Authority or Barnes & Noble.
You can't miss it today because Joshua Tree has come over from the other radio station, and he's strung the free FM banners.
It's our radio station. It's our radio station.
Sure it is.
It's still our radio station.
Yeah, no, this is our radio station.
And Joshua Tree is outside. We'll check the microphones with him and check the dunk. As a matter of fact, is he out there now?
He should be.
Let me. You think his thing?
Like Rob, that was a stutter step. Happy, happy, happy. You did a little hammy, 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 hammy.
You think his thing is turned on?
He's actually right there.
Hey, Joshua. Hello, come in. Come in, Joshua Tree.
Remember, being assisted right now by John Norman.
He's the David Schwimmer lookalike.
Yep, and he's over here. He said he was glad to find an excuse to get over to our headquarters, our world headquarters, now in Rockville, Maryland.
Okay.
He's been outfitted with a wireless mic, and he's on his way out.
Hello? I'm here.
Hey.
How you doing, Joshua Tree?
How's it going, guys?
Have you gotten any stink?
Not lately? It's been a little bit of a dry month.
He got to fire a junkette today, though.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Didn't put out?
It wasn't...
Is that the case? Did she not put out?
It's part of the rules. It's in the handbook. That's right. She knew what she was getting into when she started the gig.
That's right.
Really?
Yes.
You.
Which one?
Oh, one of the new ones.
Ah, okay.
So, how much are we missed over at the place that we're not at now?
I'll tell you, it is so boring there without
how
you guys.
Boring is it?
Rob, I don't think that was a straight line.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Joshua Tree, who's, I'm guessing now, in front of the building, right? Are you by the dunk tank?
Yeah, I'm out here. I can smell the grape.
Are you right down near the tank?
Yeah, I can smell it when I walked out the
door.
You
think you could splash it for us so we could hear the tank?
Yeah, here we go. That's grapey.
He didn't even want to get his hand in it. You could tell by that splash.
I'm going to get so sticky out here.
Is it possible that you could just push the entire tank a little bit, you know what I mean, like rock it a
Make
little
it
bit.
Slosh.
Yeah, back and forth, just like a car that's stuck in the snow, just so we can hear the waves.
I'll do the best I can.
Make like a mini wave pool.
That's good. I can tell.
Mm-hmm. That was a good sound.
And it is a great... Hey Robbie, grab me a ball, will you, please?
Yeah.
I know you
How many
have
times
any.
Have you said that?
Or not that ball, Rob. Not Rob.
No, one big enough to use outside.
Robbie.
Now these balls that we're using appear to be, I would say like almost plastic softballs.
They are. Yes. They're softball
With
size.
Bumps.
Regulation.
Right?
And they're made to be reused. That's why they're not like regular softballs.
Boing.
You can use either ones. I think you could actually play a softball game with those.
Sure. I think you could. I think you could almost hear the sound of
How
the
heavy are they? Are they relatively heavy?
You could hear the sound of the aluminum bat smacking one of those things.
Just like a softball size.
About 12
Just
pounds.
Like a softball.
Yeah, that's good. So these are the balls that we'll be using. That's the ball hitting the microphone.
Right.
Just like you've seen in the carnivals. Joshua, hey, describe the dunk tank for us, please, because it is just like what you've seen in not only cartoons, but at the old-time Midway.
Yeah, this is full authentic. It's a 450-gallon bucket. It's got a white chain-link fence in the front to protect Robert from being hit in the face.
Full authentic.
It's got a large plastic window so you can see him when he falls in. Watch the jiggling as it happens.
And are we going to put some tape down so we know where to stand? So we got like so you've got the proper distance from the pitcher's mound to the target.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want anybody cheating on
right.
this. You know,
except Tom.
No, this is Tom, official. Right. We're doing this totally legit. There's going to be a foul line,
and we're going to be able to see which member of our crew. I don't remember. You know, it's been so long since any of us have played any sports.
You know, that's the thing.
We're going to see who's the girlish, the most girly thrower.
I was thinking about that. I bet I don't even hit the goddamn target.
It's hard. It's
you know,
hard.
We actually we'll had a out. Choice between a small and large target. The target we opted for is the large target. It's about 10 inches.
It's about like a dinner plate. Yeah.
But there is like a 4-inch target that would be impossible to hit.
Yeah, and that's the kind that they use at like the boardwalk and stuff when the guy yells at you.
And you got to hit it pretty hard. The action is a pretty good action, but you got to nail it pretty hard to make him fall.
Gotcha. All right, well, a couple of hours. We'll be out there. Come on by, everybody. Joshua Tree, thank you, friend.
I'm looking forward to it.
My pleasure. I'll be here all day.
All right, there he is, Joshua Tree outside. Robbie here. Hey, heads up. Hey, there you go. Good reflexes.
Yeah, he's a gifted natural athlete.
Keep a boy in sports.
Yes, and keep him out of courts.
Keep him out of courts.
That's Coach Ray Nicoletta, Don.
Hello. So far. Don and Mike Show. Tom.
Hey.
Hey.
Where are you?
Hey, you monster.
Hey, I'm not going to be out there today because Robert's going to be out there. Robert is a goddamn sissy. He's going to do it. I think.
Hold it. Slow down. Tom, you're very upset.
How can we possibly do this event without your arch enemy?
Because I can't get out there.
How come you can't get out there, Tom?
You're the arch enemy.
If you guys can order me a limo, I can get out there.
Well, what about just a cab?
Who's going to pay for it?
I'll pay for it.
Who?
I'll pay for it.
Mike said he'll pay for your cab.
He'll pay for my cab?
I will pay for your cab, Tom.
Okay.
Yep. Can you order the cab? You've done that before.
And you'll pay for it, right?
Yes, of course, Tom. I'll pay for it.
We'll pay for it.
We'll pay for it.
No, Tom. We'll stick you with the bill.
Tom, of course we'll pay for your cab.
Although, really, I got to tell you, I'm low on cash since I just paid for a bunch of fire extinguishers. Oh, where's he coming from?
Vienna? Vienna, Virginia.
Piece of cake, Tom. Get a cab and come out here. I'll pay for it.
Okay,
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down, Tom.
Okay.
Tom, how do you spell cab?
C-A-B.
Very close.
I'm Both sorry ways. You got that wrong. How do you spell taxi?
T-A-I-X.
That's my man.
Perfect.
Very good,
50
Tom.
50 each?
Okay.
Is it a special fee for the cab with the ramp?
How about dunk?
Dunk. D-A-N-C-K.
Right. And finally, tank.
Tank, T-A-N-K.
Tank, oh, you spelled that right. Tom, you better order that cab and get out here right away.
Who's going to pay for my cab?
I'm paying for it, Tom.
Mike has already said he'll pay.
Okay, Mike, I'll be out in a minute.
Thank you, Tom.
He'll be right. I think that's him pulling up now.
It's poor Tom, a little cash strap.
He's probably retarded.
No problem. Right. Rob says it's going to be $50 each way.
I think
if
so,
it's,
too.
If it's more than, if it's more than $40, I'm going to let Tom argue with the cabbie. I'm kidding.
It's rush hour, Mike, for goodness sakes.
Are you paying both ways or just to get him here?
Just to get him here.
That'll be good. He can stay here tonight.
He can sleep here.
No. Even I might have to go to the ATM to help out on that one.
If he sleeps here, the floor will have worms.
All right, so we got a big show today. We'll be outside. Dunk Tank, come on down and watch. Right. Now the show open contest.
Yes.
We are blown away, literally, and it's great to be blown away.
It certainly is.
by really all of the entries, so many now that we are starting to get backed up here.
Wow. Right.
So let's hear a couple of them as quickly as we can.
That's not a good feeling when you get first.
Again, our sincere thanks to everybody that's sending in the entries to Don and Mike Show at our website, donandmikeshow.com. Send it to the mail. Send it to Johnny and make sure you put right there, personal for John Norman, because that's what he wants. He doesn't want it to say
show open.
No, he wanted to say
Norman.
Special offer, hot Asian chicks for John Norman.
That's right. Any of those.
That's what we want. Anyway, here is the first possible show open we have made by a listener today. I think we've done a pretty good job of articulating exactly what it is that we're looking for while not really pinpointing what it is we're looking for.
Right.
Here's a guy named Matthew Dent. Sending in today's first entry.
This Wednesday, come out and celebrate the ratings of your favorite radio program.
Now, that's a real commercial for our show on Wednesday.
That was Dude Walker.
Right, here's Matt Dent.
The Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, with Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank on news. Now broadcasting in glorious reverb, The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we get jokes.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very 50s sci-fi.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
I loved it.
I got a migraine.
Well, at least it was homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one from a guy named Mitch Osako.
Oh.
Oh, Mitch Osako.
Hello, Joe.
We've done over 1,600 shows. They can't all be great, you know. You do that many shows. You do that many shows. Some are gonna suck. Some are gonna eat. Some are gonna blow.
This is a fine show.
Some suck. Some blow. Some eat.
What were they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboating son of a bitch. You old sailor, you. Where is she? She's still in the house?
How many we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move.
I know you, a lot of people working the Batman in.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a thumbs up from me.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I'm a joke maker.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
I am a golden god!
Oh, I know. You're giving me signals like I don't know what I'm doing. Can you imagine that? Me not knowing what I'm doing?
Don Geronimo!
It's a low neighborhood. Full of alcoholic delusions.
Gosh, drink is sure a filthy thing, isn't it? I'd rather be dead than unable to trust my own eyes.
You can do it, Emma. But if you want to.
I'm not that. I'm big bomb.
Mike O'Mara.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not. Hmm?
Hey, man, got a big box of porn for you.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr. And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Doug Burbank
was the balls.
Translation.
Buy with confidence.
Translation.
I pledge to be a Jew Scout.
I pledge to be a Jew Scout.
My honor wide and true.
My honor wide and true.
I am proud to be a Jew Scout.
I am proud to be a Jew Scout.
Otherwise, I'd just be a Jew.
Otherwise, I'd just be a Jew.
What do they got in there, King Kong?
Rob Spiewell.
But what the biggest misconception do you think people have about you?
I love acting!
But let me tell you something. I love weed.
Beer.
If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-assed.
Joe Artinger.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and stick, click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Well, the world needs stick figures, too.
John Norman.
There it is.
Well, that's it.
I get it. So he was playing the tape before he would announce the person.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, that doesn't really work.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's
but
see.
We appreciate it.
Let's see.
Some adjusting. Question mark.
You know, Kong, will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Will you just step away? Mike, have you noticed him standing directly over my left shoulder? You know why?
Why?
As soon as one of these plays, he can't wait to put either a check or an X through the little piece of paper that's right here in front of me.
Oh, so to indicate whether we're going to keep it around.
Right. I think you can remember.
I can't.
I think you can. Come on. Drop the ADD and go back over to your spot.
All right.
Go back to your good monkey spot.
There he is.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's
one of those things. It drives him nuts because I'm playing them out of order, incidentally, in the way that they're numbered by John.
Yeah, don't appreciate that either.
I'm skipping around in the interest of time, and the whole time he's just waiting for us to either give it thumbs up or thumbs down,
right.
So he can do his big thumbs up or thumbs down.
Right. Well, what was it, by the way? Check.
I don't even remember which one it was now.
It was the one with SWAT in the background.
I don't remember which cut it was.
Well, then it's getting an X.
That's thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's thumbs down. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
Personal.
I'm just screwing with him.
That's nice.
It was hating him 2 days ago. Then you were loving him yesterday. Today is screw with him. What's tomorrow going to be? What are you going to do tomorrow?
Oh, I'm loving him today. It's just it's his goddamn.
Well, you always love him. We all know that.
It's his goddamn ADD. It's his, you know, I got to put a tape away as soon as it plays. I've got to make the mark on the sheet as soon as the word is said.
Now, he used to sit over behind you in the old studio. He used to sit over there.
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't sit there anymore.
That's right. That's Mike, maybe you noticed, I designed the studio.
Yes.
Kind of by design.
Right. He's over here with me now.
Yeah, Rob's work area
is
now.
He's over here, and I swear to God, it's like going around the Minnesota Vikings front four when I want to get to the door at the end. You know, I like to sprint out of here. You know, we had a problem with it yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
We really did have a problem.
I'm addressing.
He's the... You move sometimes, you move, your reflexes are cat-like, and at other times you move, what would be a nice way of saying it, deliberately.
Starting at noon today.
He's one of the slow skis.
I'm dieting.
Yeah. Here's another entry in the contest by a guy named Jason Garrett. Thank you, Jason. Here's your entry. Here it is.
Oh, God.
Dodger on him. Hold on, let's restart that.
Yes. Wow, that's loud.
We were still going forward.
Hold on. 9-8.
No, man.
Okay, again, the guy's name is Jason Garrett.
Bang, let's start the f***ing show,
Don Geronimo.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Mike O'Mara.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Buzz Calhoun.
Allow myself to introduce...
Buzz Calhoun.
Myself.
Rob Spiewak.
We don't want the Irish.
Joe Ardinger.
Take them beans!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid!
The Don and Mike Show.
You know what they say. See a broad to get that booty act. Leg her down, smack them, yak them. Cole got to be.
You know, again, not bad.
I like that. It was tight. I enjoyed that.
I have to pretty vote good, against pretty it. Good use of the clips. What was that, Buzz Caliendo?
I just have to vote no because Buzz Calhoun. I think the guy being funny. I think he knew you were Buzz Burbank. No, I enjoy it when we have fun with my name, but it's never been Calhoun. Well, you know, I tolerated the Michaels. You know what I mean? True. But it's a little more egregious to get a last name completely different. You know?
Again, the perfect ones in my mind. We've had two or three that are really good.
Right.
Are the ones that feature more. Of you guys than of movie clips and of stuff that you've put together.
Right. I'm not a tremendous fan of the rap music, but that one yesterday was superb. It was. Absolutely superb.
Hot diggity, that was good.
Here's
one more. We'll hear one more today by a guy named Bill Sorrell. Or maybe it's Sorrell, like Buddy Sorrell.
Ah, but Bill Sorrell.
You ready?
Good Monday, day after Sunday. Everybody ready to have a fun day afternoon to all you crazy coconuts out there in Don and Mike land.
Okay, let me just stop this and say. Much more, and maybe I'll be totally wrong about this, but the first 5 seconds, at least for me, much more what I was thinking.
I love it. I love it because it really shows, it shows our listeners what our listeners are all about.
All right, so let's see how this one plays out. Then we'll start the show again. Bill Sorrell, or Sorrell.
Good Monday, day after Sunday. Everybody ready to have a fun day afternoon to all you crazy coconuts out there in Don and Mike land. Here they come, side by side. Why, just look at the way they glide into the studios. They're a team fulfilling all your radio dreams. It's Donald P. Geronimo and Mikey the Blades O'Mara. So kick back, pop a cold one, and get ready to crank it up!
I pictured a rainbow.
Is that it?
That's it. All right. You know, that'll make the cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, they don't all have to have the tapes and the fancy editing. And
that'll make it to the next level.
Crazy poses.
We're looking for a tape to start the show every single day, a different one by one of you guys. So send them in. We want to get a nice collection going. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Send them, and we'll keep getting them.
Good.
We'll keep playing them. And this is Bonnie Pointer.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yes. And if this is not about the sweetest goddamn piece of musical gold that I've heard.
You like this, huh?
Oh, dude, I'd like to bathe in this song. Are you kidding? On a hot-ass day like today?
Oh, yeah.
Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You. That's the open. And, hello, everybody. Right, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, Tony.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
We appreciate it.
Hi, Dr. Bill.
You know what? This is crap. Yeah, we're going right. to stop this. Okay. We're just going to stop this.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way.
I got a new tape for you too, Buzz.
Oh, good.
Instead of your retarded tape. Got a new one for you, but let's start with...
Oh, the door.
Ta-da!
Hey, look at the light got blocked.
There he is.
He's really retarded.
Right.
Oh. How's your waterlogged postman?
How's your purple hands? Rob's hands have actually turned purple today.
Got Kool-Aid hands.
I'm working with all the Kool-Aid.
It'll go away once my dieting continues. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Grape-tacular and all the ships at sea. They will make you sacramental. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. They are not here today.
Right.
How about that? No looking up on the phone and seeing the 916. Oh, but let's not mention that. Let's just keep that a secret between us.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Oh. I love this. Don and Mike show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Thursday. Thank you, guys. And it's July 20th, 07, 0206.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
And Buzz, you ready for your new tape?
Yes, please.
You won't be hearing this one.
No, he's not retarded.
Even though you're not, Buzz. Here's your new tape again. Say, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
He's a local boy. He's just terrific.
He's our new leader.
He's like too much.
Like too much what?
He's one of the truly great swingers of all time.
There you go.
Thank you. I like that.
You like that one?
No, he's not retarded.
You like that one? As you can tell by the smell, Don and Mike show. And like we said, it's a new episode of this Thursday. And you can call us from anywhere in America. Or from Canada at 877-365-3636. We're also on the internet. Go to our website, hear our downloads, and hear the show live. Just click on Listen Live. Don and Mike website, donandmike.com.
This is Kathleen Turner.
Okay, if you want to email us, if you want to join the contest for the show opens, want to send a note or something, God knows we don't want to read it, but Johnny will.
He'll read it. He has to. It's his job.
Send it to Yanni. And send us emails during the show, donandmikewebsite.com. We thank you very hard for that. We're also on iTunes, but that's kind of a mess. So ask us about it later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air, and we also like taking unscreened calls, just like this one.
Uh-huh. Man, where did you dig up that quasi-disco song from?
Quasi-disco? That's pure disco.
Yeah,
that's I know. It sounds like 1979 all over again. I thought they left that stuff in the dust.
Yeah, hey, F you, from the bottom of my heart, F you.
I just wanted to get you off to a good, nice, cheery start today.
You actually really like that song, don't you, sir?
No, actually I don't.
Yes, you do.
Like I was singing, F you.
What type of music do you enjoy?
Hey, disco sucks, Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
Let me tell you something, disco sucks, man. It's a no BG's weekend.
Let's pile all weekend, up all the disco songs and burn them.
All weekend long. We like play. If you hear us playing a BG song, you call it. Do you remember? I actually worked in radio at that time. Yeah. There were so many BG songs on the radio.
Oh, God.
The stations would say, you know, if you catch us playing a BG song this weekend, call in and win $1 million. The no BG's weekend.
And then, you know, they were nervous because you never knew what disc jockeys were really going to do.
Right. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so what music do you enjoy?
F you. F, 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 F you.
You still there?
Yeah.
I do try to pick a variety of different songs to start each show.
He doesn't seem to want to answer the question.
Oh, I enjoy a lot of different types of music.
No, give us your favorite.
Let's see.
Pressure on you now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, I can't decide between classical or heavy metal.
I bet you like Sam Harris, don't you? Sam Harris and Clay Aiken.
You know, here in Washington at Wolf Trap, I believe this week, Marvin Hamlisch is conducting the National Symphony Orchestra for a tribute to show tunes, something you might want to roll out.
I believe all of these are just flying over his head.
Yeah.
Let me move it down a notch. Let me move the funny switch down a notch.
Thank you.
You like Billy Ray Cyrus?
Not in this decade.
You said heavy metal. Give us a heavy metal act that you like.
Act?
Act. Yeah, I've always considered heavy metal bands to be acts.
Who's your favorite metal band?
Oh, boy. Probably Slayer.
Slayer.
Please. Those guys are fags. I'm serious. You dare call this show to say that you didn't like Bonnie Pointer, heaven must have sent you. And the best you can come up with is freaking Slayer. I mean, you couldn't even give me something like Winger? I mean, Slayer?
How about Warrant?
Oh, God.
Please. Slayer, they're a bunch of pussies. My God. They're sick. They're not good.
Slayer. You like Pantera?
Not. They were all right.
He's afraid to say.
Oh, you know who else is really good?
Yeah, you sound like my puppy.
I like Gloria Gaynor. I Will Survive.
That's
another one of my favorite disco songs.
I like it when all the chicks get up there and put their fists up in the air. I Will Survive. You know what?
Yeah,
you
never hear that. Rules.
You never hear that at a wedding.
And you know, really,
there's a reason.
Yeah, well, Mike, the reason is because the reason you don't hear that at a wedding is because that's generally the song that you'd play.
It's
when you have the big divorce ceremony.
No, you do hear it at weddings. The DJs play it at weddings. You see people, you know, it's almost up there with the conga line.
Is it really?
Nobody processes that it's a breakup song.
Yeah, really. I played it at my wedding. My request.
Hey, listen,
Carrie played it.
Hello, ass. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, your mother did give birth to quite the hump, didn't she?
Well, nevertheless, thank you for your patronage.
But thank you for carrying the Sacramento torch while they're sleeping today.
No problem. I'm sure you'll do the Sacramento.
No problem.
Okay. Remember, disco sucks, just like your mom.
His mom.
Not as good as yours, though.
His mom's sister Sledge.
Oh, no. I beg to differ, because I've had both of them at the same time. You see, I don't like my mom, so I'll be glad to say the same thing. Your mom is better at S-ing D than my mom is, because I've had them both do me.
Oh. Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one to get around.
Yes, but at least mine is the mayor of Horrorville.
Now he's trying to. Is he trying to retreat? Is that what he's trying to do?
Yes, I'm trying to bail out.
You don't know what you're doing. With dignity?
That ship has sailed.
Dignity, thy name is not you.
So did you enjoy your trip into the tall weeds, my friend? Did you enjoy your foray into this?
At least I got to talk to you guys. That's worthwhile.
I don't always try to bring it to the mother level.
Now he's complimenting.
Yes.
He is confused.
No, actually, I've been a listener to you guys for a lot of years.
How long have you been confused?
Your musical tastes don't always run the same as mine.
Well, I don't give a crap. Okay? I mean, how many radio guys are you going to hear that from? I don't give a crap. Your opinion does not matter to me. How would you like
it? That is one of the things I love about you.
Yeah, but really, hold on. Stop for just a second, because I'm sure you work with your hands. I'm sure that you're one of those guys that doesn't work with your brain. I'm sure you work with your hands. What do you do for a living?
Sir?
With no offense to all the hand guys
of
out
course.
There.
No, I mean, we need them.
Couldn't live without them.
Right. Yeah, the world needs ditch diggers, Danny.
Danny!
What do you do for a living?
Hello?
Was that a question that was too tough? Hello?
I think he might have.
No, the line's still open.
Did you pull the ripcord, sir?
Hello? This line is open.
Oh, this might just be another strategy. He's gone from the direct insult. Then he really wanted to really play for a while. Then he retreated, but not in a real retreating way. Then he threw out a compliment, which was totally giving up.
Is it because you had to hold the telephone with your hands?
Don,
now it's gone.
Maybe he doesn't have hands. You never know. How could you possibly know?
Try to be sensitive.
Then he would have been on speaker.
He might be infirmed.
He would have been on speaker. Or he would have sounded like he was on the McDonald's drive-through handset.
Well, the handset, I mean, the headset, somebody could put that on him.
Right.
Yeah, but don't those always sound like, welcome to McDonald's, where we got number, drive-through.
Only John Norman's.
Drive through.
No, that's his chair.
How's yours working today, John?
Hi, John.
I'm fine, but the chair, yes, that's what you're usually hearing. It's a balancing act.
Okay.
Happy job.
I'm really working on my John Norman impression.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Much study.
Buy an ice pick. Something tells me if you're going to really get into character, I can picture John running around his house at night after his wife with an ice pick in his hand.
John tends to finish his statements on air with a very pronounced exhale.
Yeah.
Through the mouth or through the nose?
Through the nose.
It is because we test his patience.
Like, I'll be John Norman, you ask me a question.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys didn't play any more of the show openers today?
Maybe later. Why is that?
I sent one last night. I'm just curious to see how you feel.
Oh, well, we got, trust me, we got a ton of them. We got an ass load of them. Thank you, everybody, for sending them.
What's your name, sir?
Robbie Ludwig.
Oh, Robbie, yeah. Yours didn't make the cut.
No, sorry.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Robbie.
We don't know.
Robbie, I'm kidding.
But you really don't have much chance.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you here later. We are. Sacramento doesn't show up for the show today, and we're being more evil than ever.
Pick on somebody.
I know.
So, Mike.
Yes.
I understand when I was doing the pre-show interview with you, and welcome to the show. Our guest, of course, is America's favorite aper, Mike O'Mara.
How do, everyone?
He's quite the ape.
Great to be here, Don. Great to be here, as usual.
Mike's, of course, here promoting his brand-new right-to-DVD movie. Now, it's not actually pornography, correct?
It's not pornography. Some might call it soft porn, but what it is really, it's kind of a how-to. It's a how-to. I call it how to hide.
And I understand that you recently had a rather embarrassing moment with your girlfriend, Carla, who is decades younger than you.
As recently as just a few moments before the show today, I was actually at home getting ready to jump in the shower. I was naked, and I know this might be a very difficult for all of you to hear,
slower.
But I have
Please
to share
slower.
This. I have to share this because I was getting ready to get in the shower. And as Chris Rock has said on several of his tapes, how about a little one before work? And
I always like thinking of Lester Burnham.
Lester Burnham. Well, it wasn't going to be in the shower. It was going to be watching the television.
Before.
So I understand.
I got the urge, I said, what the heck, I'll do this. Because, you know, a little activity before the show relaxes and centers me.
Yes.
And I said, wow, this should take no time at all. So I grabbed the remote, which is probably in need of batteries. That comes into play a little bit later. Please pay attention. It might need batteries because I'm having a little trouble changing the channels. I have to really kind of push the remote up to, you know, the line with the infrared thing so I can get the remote to work. And as I was beginning this, I went right to channel 593, and there was a particular...
Did you notice you now get six channels?
Yeah, you get the Hustler channels. They've added that to
six channels on DirecTV now. Yeah. For $15, you get six channels for 3 hours, so your odds are better.
I'm a little confused
that you're going to get something you like.
Because I really don't stay very long on those channels. I'm a little confused as to whether they have changed the content on certain channels that maybe one that used to be kind of the guaranteed everything shot is not included anymore. Because I've seen them finish when they don't really finish, and I always get very angry at
What's the channel number on that?
That would be the old Platinum. It's now called 10.
I only know it by the numbers.
596.
596.
596 used to be a slam dunk. You wanted the really naughtiest channel, the real dirtiest channel.
Oh, you know what, though? 593 is really dirty now.
Mm-hmm.
593 used to be just like women that walked around and paraded around naked.
Not but 593, I don't think you get a payoff there either. You get explicit, but you don't get a... You do?
Yeah.
I'm 593. Clips? Spice Clips?
I am a subscriber.
Okay, all right, so you know. So you do get that.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Right.
By channel 593.
Okay, well, I went through all of them, and I was having a little difficulty getting motivated. I'm not a big fan, when I turn that on, of getting right to the middle of it. I don't like that. I ideally, for me, you can be right at the start of something. Where they even might have their clothes on.
Like where
I
they're
like
sitting
that.
By the pool?
Yeah, I like that.
You
I
know
like
why?
That whole seduction phase.
Here's why that works.
I don't know why that works for me, but
hold
it does.
On. You know why it works?
Why does it work?
Because
I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Because you get to see her with her clothes on.
Right.
Then you get to see her take her clothes off.
Right.
And then one of two things happens.
Right.
Either he eats at the Y.
Right.
Or she gobbles.
Yeah, exactly.
So right away.
Right.
I mean... Depending
Excuse
on,
me, I just dropped a bottle cap.
Depending on what your preference is and what floats your boat, very often if it's just beginning, like in a kitchen
I like just
or
beginning
at a pool,
or at the ending. I'm not a fan of the constant, you know. And if you ever notice that, if you're watching a porno, what you get is repetition, because nobody lasts that long.
Same scenes over and over.
Yes, and they cut it and they edit it, and it's like, why does this have to go on for 10 minutes?
And many times, I hate to be a nitpicker here, the sound doesn't even match the action.
Do you know something?
When they're looping a scene over and over, like
I just got this idea.
Sound?
Like the man will be like staring and she'll and you'll hear her responses from when he had her bent over another way.
Do you know what I saw one time when they were doing one of those gang things in one of these movies? It was on one of those five channels. It's six channels now. They actually had a speed competition to see
who could,
what lady could. help her guy out the quickest.
Really?
And man, I love that. And that to me, they ought to do more of that because I think that, you
know. Speed porno is like speed dating.
Speed porno and in real time.
Right. And how about
see
this?
See how you can do it. Go for it. What do we have to want? Why do I want to watch that for like 15 minutes? Nobody wants to watch that.
Hey, and DirecTV, why not make it a challenge for the home viewer?
Mm-hmm.
Say to the home viewer, we will give you 60 seconds.
Right.
If you can get the job done in 60 seconds, 99 cents.
Probably need a webcam to verify.
Well, they could just cut it off.
Right, they would just
cut it off.
No, that's like the plan that you would sign up for, the 99-cent plan. Uh-huh. What you're daring them.
Yes.
And then you would have to order and if you couldn't get it done, well then you'd have to call up and say give me all of them.
If there was a channel with real time where it was real time, they didn't do the editing and you really said, "Hey, let's see how fast you can do it." Not necessarily a speed competition, but you saw it happen in real time and if it happened quickly, so what?
Oh, look, listen, let's face it.
Yeah.
Here's what you need.
What?
In porno. And then I promise we'll get right to you.
It's related. It's related.
Here's what we need. And I'm talking just to DirecTV because that's the system that most of us have, the satellite system. You have so many specialized channels now.
Right.
Give us a channel that has all happy endings. Uh-huh. Give us a channel that has all oral.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a channel that has, you know, for those guys who like that.
Right.
Really, seriously, just can you imagine?
And a channel for real time, where you get the whole thing, but you get it in speed time.
What if you just went to the Money Shot channel?
That'd be fine.
And for instance,
but that would get boring too. That would actually, if it was all that all the time, that would get boring too.
You don't stay there long enough to get bored.
But what if each clip was only like the last 3 minutes of the porno?
Yeah,
leading up to the part that you wanted the most.
Yeah,
and you could sit there and like you'd watch the first one. And if the chick wasn't that hot,
right?
You know, in 3 minutes, you're gonna get a brand new ending scene.
That's true.
All over again.
I think they have compilations like that you could get like on DVDs.
Yeah, but you need like an on demand.
Yes.
Channel, the on-demand Money Shot channel.
I'm not pleased with the 5-6 channels. I more often than not, it seems to be repetitive, the same old
stuff. Well, anyway, so you're at home today.
But it was good enough for me. I found one channel where
there
was
a
particularly delightful Asian woman. With,
and then I sat and really worked it.
With real ones. And, what appeared to be real ones. And I began... And no sooner had I even thought about beginning that I hear the door open downstairs, and I hear, "Mike!" And I go into this complete, like, panic mode.
Sure.
And the problem is, you know, because I know what Carla's going to do. She's going to...
"Mike!"
That stops. Then it stops immediately. And I start rustling around. And I know what she's going to do. She's going to check on the new puppy,
who
I left walking around in the kitchen. And then she is going to pop upstairs.
Where's Daddy?
At this moment, in slow motion, if you had seen me in slow motion, I jump to my feet. I throw the paraphernalia under the bed.
Sure.
That would involve a towel and a bottle of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry I'm giving you the details, and
I'm sad for you that you have to use lotion.
And I jump up.
That's the great thing about me. No lotion required.
Well, here's where required, I panic. But... Here's where I panic, okay? And I've had this, I panic because the remote is not changing the channel.
Oh, sure.
And if she walks in and sees that, I mean, it's going to be pretty selfish. I'm standing there naked.
Does she see the bills?
What?
Does she see the bills?
No, she doesn't care.
So she has no idea how much porno you buy.
She doesn't. Well, I don't buy a lot of porno. I actually do. You know, I actually.
Right.
I just enough to get me by now.
Right.
Just enough to get me by.
Yeah, me too, Mike.
And I'm trying to change it. And the only thing, I'm trying to change it to Channel 9. Just something quick that'll come up quickly.
That's
CBS. And it's not working. And I hear her coming up the stairs.
Yeah.
And I finally get the channel to change. And just as I change it, I'm walking into the shower. But there's a little problem as I'm walking into the shower because, you know, trusty Rusty is not exactly.
Yeah. That's how you do that. Okay.
And she opens.
I'm officially turned on now.
She opens the door. And as she opens the door, I said, "Hi, how you doing?" And I'm kind of standing there like you would see somebody that's covering up.
Yes.
And she just gives me kind of a weird look. And I realized by the look on her face, or maybe not, because she told me later that I thought the look on her face indicated to me that she knew exactly what was happening. And when she said that, I said, I confessed I began to sob uncontrollably. I said, all right, I'm going to tell you exactly what was happening. And then I said, all right, and I showed her, you know, under the bed where I'd thrown everything under the bed, and it was a very, very interesting, interesting moment.
Then her clothes fell to the floor.
Yeah, see, the problem there is...
I think it had a happy ending.
I think
it did have a happy ending.
Oh, with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
which
nice.
Which I think, you know, I mean,
well, then that's a good story.
Just, well, it is a good story. It is a good, nice, happy ending. It really, it yeah, really, really was.
Literally,
she and I are very, we are very open about that area. I you know, but still,
about
I
what
don't
your
care.
Penis?
No, about that act, as far as you know, being with oneself.
Yes.
You know, and the thing is, I even with that openness. Uh-huh. I had, sure. I still
she
felt
lets you,
sneaky. And
she
and,
lets you do it anywhere you want in the house, right? You can walk into Mike's house and he's just sitting Indian
no,
style
like
in,
like
his, in his front room by the fireplace.
Be sure I'm not.
It's not like that. It's not what it is. Is
it's totally
it's just,
like that. You're in the kitchen.
No, no, but you know what? You, I, here's the
start
openness.
Start working it.
No, it's nothing like that.
Yeah, what,
silly.
Are you, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just doing what you said I could do.
No, no, wrong. Wrong. Where the openness, let me explain where
I
the openness
I told you not
is.
In front of the DOG.
Please explain.
Oh, the dogs were removed, too. And they were kind of having the run of the house because I bolt-locked the door. No, I don't have a lock on the door. I'm going to rectify that problem.
Yeah.
Rectify. So rectify. No, the openness comes and we will talk about it. We will express that and say, you know, hey, you know, I might have done this thing. And we talk about it. And so, and today was the first time, though. It's the first time I can ever remember really being... You know, I've certainly come close to being caught before.
Yeah.
I think everybody has. But this was one where I just could. And at one point, it would have been really bad because I was leaning up against the door and I had my hand on the door. As I've got the remote in one hand and I've got the hand on the door. Because really, if she was going to come through the door, I just didn't want her to see what was on there. I, you know, and, I, and well, she knows
if
I
she
do
could
that.
If she could come through the door, I'd say put a ring on her finger today.
It was so.
I mean,
was,
that's an amazing woman.
But even after the happy ending, I am still, and I'm feeling it now. That's why I'm talking about it. I really am. I'm still feeling a little embarrassed about the whole thing.
Right.
I really, because you know what?
No, like you said, she accepts the fact that you do it in every room of the house constantly.
No, I don't do it in every room of the house. I do it in one room only. Only one room that I've done it in that house. Only
liar,
one
liar, liar.
That is the truth.
Liar,
you're the one that
lotion on fire.
You're the one that sprays, you know, the carpeting and stuff like
hey,
that.
Hey,
you
know? Hey, hey. Hey, watch it there, shock jock.
What it was... I want to say this delicately.
Stanley Steamer.
Too late for that.
What happened
carpet
was...
Carpet cleaner.
I told you we had a happy ending, but
yep.
In the middle of the happy ending, she started laughing. And that that almost ruined the moment for me
almost,
because she was laughing about the circumstances. Because
sure.
I really, any guy, you look like a complete idiot. You know, that's why you don't see that very often. You look like a complete fool.
What, doing that?
Yeah, that's why you wouldn't see that in a movie. Because guys, I'm sure guys look, we all look the same when we're doing
don't
that.
Don't you see that at the end of every, I mean, pretty much at the money
well, yeah,
shot?
Yeah, but no, right. But no, but it's with a woman and
right.
it's
right.
in the act of, and it's part of either getting ready or at the end. You don't see
a guy
sitting on his couch, okay?
So
you don't see
so
that
were,
in a movie.
You were at, so you did this in front of her?
Mm-mm.
So how did you get your happy ending? Was it through straight intercourse?
Yes.
Yeah. And when you said... Because you're Catholic, we've got to stop, or you know, time for you to get off.
Now,
so
are you
speak?
Getting into the detail of this again? The thing that you always are fascinated by the
Catholic
that,
method.
Yes, the Catholic. It was the Catholic.
So when you went to the Catholic method, and that's I'm just wondering now.
Right. Yes.
And you said because you got to say something to the chick at that point, like you know, oh hey, listen, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know,
okay.
You don't have to announce it.
You like playing that Russian roulette game? That's
well, no,
fine.
No. I mean, you don't have to announce. Well, what? I mean,
Well, sometimes do you?
You do because you only like one position. Yes,
well, no.
You would have to say something if you were going to do it that way. I don't have to say something.
Oh, I understand.
I really have no need to say anything.
I understand.
There's really no need. I control.
Because you do it like
I control.
Quest
I do
for
it.
Fire.
No, wrong. It can be done either regular or Quest for Fire.
All right, so.
Happened to be Quest for Fire today, but that was.
Happened to be Quest for Fire again.
It was, and you know what? It was funny. I think she.
So then
she got a real kick out of it. She thought it was pretty funny.
Should. You were done.
Yeah, and but in the middle of that is when she was laughing. Like right when we started,
oh,
she was and she was laughing like belly laughing, like laughing like she couldn't because I suddenly, you know, the thrill was gone for a minute because I was really embarrassed. And then afterwards,
was it while the faucet?
I'm still embarrassed.
While the faucet was turned on? You understand when you're running that race?
Yeah.
When you come to the, if you pardon the pun,
finish line.
When you come to the finish line,
right?
I've always maintained. I mean. really somebody could walk in with an atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that moment.
I wasn't there yet, no.
Okay, so you were.
No, no, this was at the beginning of that. And that's when she started laughing.
Just as the thermometer, as the yeah. red mercury started to go up in the thermometer.
And I mean, I can't duplicate her laugh, but it was something like, you know. You know, really, just like, you know, it was she.
Ouch.
You know, because really, I looked like an ass. I mean, I was standing there going, hi. You know, when she first watched it, I said, anything wrong here?
Yeah, but you know? But at that moment.
Yeah, when we when, after
when
that
she
had
laughed,
passed, yes.
You had already.
No.
Hold on. Hear me out here. You had gotten past that, and you had,
yeah.
had her bent over some piece of furniture or something. Correct?
Not correct. Not bent over anything. No.
Or it's on her knees?
No.
on her stomach?
Someone's uncomfortable.
Well, someone brought this up. Someone brought this up himself.
Yeah, I'm trying to. What is your question?
Hold, now you made me forget it.
What's your question? It was wonderful, like it always is. It was great.
And beautiful.
But there was a moment when she was laughing at me that I actually
that hurts.
That actually takes that takes some of the thrill out of the moment.
Sure does.
It really
Ouch.
Does. But,
okay.
But I, you know what? At the end of the day, after this is all said and done, I think it was kind of cool.
Ooh, yeah.
I thought it was kind of like, it was kind of accepting, and it made me, it actually made us bond a little bit more, I thought, you know.
Cause I would
it's
think
like,
so.
You know,
sure,
it's
sure.
Like,
when a woman laughs, when you achieve.
She didn't laugh when that happened.
But she laughed when you were getting ready to.
Yes. Yes.
Somewhere on yeah. the road, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It really wasn't for her, if you know what I mean. It was more my thing.
Well, that's a shock. I mean, aren't we all like that?
We're all like that.
I mean,
yeah.
Who really? Who gives it? Well, and Buzz, I'm just going to turn your microphone off because Buzz
all
will
right.
go with that whole crap again about,
I'll
you know,
turn it off for
I you. Always make sure the woman is satisfied before I get by.
You don't always do that, Buzz. You don't always. Nobody always does that.
That's silly talk.
In this particular case, you know, her needs were far from being met.
Oh, good.
In any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Oh, and that's another reason why I wanted to, you know, why I was so appreciative. Appreciative and embarrassed at the same time.
You did satisfy her sense of humor.
I did.
That need was met.
Well, you know, what I realized also is this will linger. I
sure.
think,
oh,
I
yeah.
think she will bust chops on this for a very long time to come.
Cool. It's all right.
Very
you'll,
long
you'll
time. But it's, you know, it's normal. It's,
yeah.
it's decent.
It's clean. Of course. I mean, after a while, she'll get, you know, after a while.
It's still, I'll still sneak around. I still don't think, I think
yeah.
doing that,
after
part
a while,
of the magic of that is
yeah.
you sneak around.
That's half the fun.
Yeah, after
sure.
a while, I was just going to say, you two will become so comfortable as your relationship continues to grow,
mm-hmm.
like your genitals. She'll eventually go through the mail. You know, and she'll find the bill.
You could be—I mean, like as we progress
yes,
down the
yes.
Relationship highway,
and eventually it won't. It'll be like it is for the rest of us, Buzz notwithstanding.
Right.
One of those things where it's. Well, I understand once in a while, but why do you have to buy like $80 worth of it a month?
Do you know? I don't know how you pay your DirecTV. I do an automatic debit thing.
I pay in pennies.
And but I was going yesterday. Believe it or not, I was paying my bills yesterday, and I actually opened it up. I rarely open it up because I know what it is. It's got that regular. You have the packages that you buy. I don't buy a lot of pay-per-views. All I buy are
pornos.
The pornos. That's really all I buy on pay-per-view. There's one movie. Some golf movie that I rented, but it was
a golf porno. It's called what's the par on this hole?
It was golf porno, hosted by Nick Faldo. It was a wonderful little ditty. Yes,
hello,
hello. I'm Nick Faldo.
I'd like to ape a woman in an auto.
It was wonderful. It was, but I actually did go through the bill just to see how I'm doing. And
How are you doing?
I'm more than I should. Didn't we compare notes one time?
Yeah, and you know, I've had unrelated. We got a break. I could tell you as well. I'm going through my girlfriend has her mother in town. Her mother's having knee surgery and has
right.
like relatives around. So I've not seen her for a while either.
Right.
And I visited the satellite.
Well, it just could be better.
But you know what
I found?
The
satellite could be better. The entertainment they give us on the satellite, would you concur? They could offer us something a little bit. I think it's time to shake it up a little.
But you know what I found? I found when I was looking through a bunch of old DVDs, good old Buzz.
That's right.
Always at Christmas time. And what I do with Buzz's porn that he gives me for Christmas is pretty much just put it in the back of the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And it always works out like this. That is like 8 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And I found one today. It was Naughty Nympho Housewives.
Oh, yes.
And
listen to him.
I am.
And half. I put it in the machine. And keep in mind, for me, when I watch porno on a DVD, right, it's a little different than the rest of you guys, because I watch on my Xbox. So talk about getting...
That's interactive, right?
Yeah, talk...
Do you wear the headset?
Talk about getting your mood up and down. So I'm like every guy, right? I'm sitting there in the chair, ready. I turn the thing on, and I'm ready for a porno. Right. And instead, I get the thing that goes... Xbox Live, and it says, like, you know, join the Madden tournament, NCAA football 07, ready now. So
don't send a porno down the line to Torrey Holt when you're supposed to play him in Madden 2006.
So I ended up putting that thing in, and boy, Buzz, can you pick him?
I try to think about what your tastes
without
are.
Without being totally gay, you
always... That is
always,
a little gay.
And what I always, hear...
a little gay when he says he tries to think about what you say,
well,
so.
We've heard a million times, he loves women with large breasts, he loves housewives, he loves older women. So when you go out shopping, you know exactly what to look for.
The best one that Buzz ever got me
was the Kathleen Turner collection. Join Pancake Face Kathleen Turner for a sexual romp through the Hamptons.
You got me this one called the masseuse. Yeah. And it was, I mean, that's a go-to for me, Buzz.
Good for you.
That's because it's got the original and the remake with Jenna Jameson.
Right.
And anyway, I put in the DVD that Buzz got me.
Right.
And, you know, got the job done right away. And as I was putting the DVD away, I actually thought to myself, I just saved $15.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yep.
I just saved $15, because if I would have bought that stuff, it would have taken me the same amount of time to get the job done.
And you would have spent a fortune and probably gotten less quality for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, thank you, Buzz.
You're very welcome. Back right there. That's right. That's right.
Oh, incidentally, since we're on this subject, I just want to say hats off to the Czech Republic. Really providing us with some quality women. Oh, I mean, really, really. There was one today that was called Czech Women, and it was just wow.
And you did.
Wow. You know, they don't speak English, but
man. Let's go to Prague.
Yeah, Prague, yes. Donna Mike Show, live from Prague. Yeah, fascinating.
I'm not always a fan of the amateur videos.
Most of the time I'm not.
Right. Sometimes I can stick with them.
Right. Sometimes they're just flat out gross.
Yeah, depends.
I tell you the ones that I really don't
like.
It's
always some skinny guy and a fat chick.
What I don't like are the continuing series that have the woman sitting on the bed and the cameraman and the guy who you only hear off camera going like, so it looks like you got some really nice cans.
Yeah, I hate that.
Why, and they're always like in a hotel room,
right?
Yeah, I always get the impression that the person's been kidnapped.
Why don't you slip out of that real slow? Yeah. Oh, those look good.
You know, for my money, keep the male voices out of all the films.
Yeah, amen, Mike.
But really, no need. And the worst of all is when a guy's making lovey sounds. That to me is—I mean, you want to talk about a turn off? And guys don't do that. We might have an occasional grunt.
Yeah.
Buzz is looking down like he does.
I do. Hold on. Here's my sound. Really? Oh, yeah. Here.
Hold on. Really? Seriously.
Ah!
There you go. Buzz recites a sonnet.
That was a real one, everybody. And that was the very first time that this microphone right here has ever been farted into.
Wow. Congratulations.
Oh, God!
Yeah, no, really. If you stop and smell the microphone, it almost has a new car smell.
Yeah,
smell your microphone.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that our microphones are not going to be shared by anybody.
Until the fact that our own bad breath starts building up in these microphone windscreens.
But it'll be our bad breath.
For right now.
Right.
Man, that is new car smell.
Great new windscreens, too. These are really well done.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we got a break. Big show today. Big Dunk Tank show.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Come on down. Our new studios are right on the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road, right across from the big shopping center with the Sports Authority, Barnes & Noble Park there. In about an hour, we'll be outside in the Dunk Tank full of grape Kool-Aid, 450 gallons.
Wow.
Checking our pitching arms.
Of grape Kool-Aid, and your chance to come by and throw one of these regulation softballs and knock Bobby the Mailman right into the Dunk Tank.
Fantastic.
Okay, all of this and much more will be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.